All right.
Yeehaw!
My name is Patrick Fort from Aspen Public Radio. I'm here with Allison Bechtesch of Aspen Public Radio. And we are 8,035, 40, 45 feet above sea level in a hot air balloon. And we're here with
Mike Johnson,
a hot air balloonist out of Kiowa, Colorado. Mike has been piloting hot air balloons for less than a decade, but he's been able to foster a love for the hobby, all thanks to his wife. Did you crew people before you started flying yourself?
Yeah, because, you know, I started getting into ballooning, and I started going out and helping people and learning a little bit. And then I met my wife. It's something totally unrelated, and come to find out, she was a balloon pilot.
No way.
So I started hanging out with her and crewing with her and became her crew chief, so I was in charge of setting the balloon up for her.
Up in the air, things are calm. It's like floating a boat on a placid lake. The breeze takes you where it wants, even if you land in a front yard somewhere. Even experienced pilots are at the whim of the winds. It's an urban legend in the world of ballooning that if you land in someone's yard, they'll bring you breakfast. But before you get to take a flight over the skies, you have to deal with inclement weather. On Friday, no balloons were able to take off. Winds were swirling and too inconsistent to make for a safe flight. Mike says that it's better to be on the ground and wish you were in the air than to be in the air and wish you were on the ground. Stephen Blucher has been flying the festival for nearly all of its 40 years. He explained why no flights could happen.
We've got this front sitting over the top of us, and it's theoretically stationary, but it's not. It's moving back and forth very slightly. Anything could happen. These upper winds that you can see in these clouds pushing it, they're 50 miles an hour up there.
Bad news for hot air balloons, but the event is good for snowmass. Dave Elkin of Snowmass Tourism helps set up the summer events for the village. He says since the Balloon Festival and the Wine Festival merged 3 years ago, hotel occupancy has gone up from around 60% on the weekend to 90%.
So this weekend always did well, but now it's doing even better, and it has to do with making a full day or weekend for guests to make a trip up to Snowmass for.
Elkin thinks the Balloon Festival is one of the prettiest things he gets to see. At one point, he found the festival on the cover of a Rand McNally Atlas he bought at a gas station. But for someone so high on the event, you'll never find him in the sky.
You know, I am not a huge fan of heights, so I stay away from going up in the balloons, but I like looking up at them. So
you can look up, just not down?
Exactly.
Ballooning is a community, and for some, a family affair. The balloon of Patrick Carter proudly displays the Colorado state flag. They've been coming to the festival for all 40 years. Mike Johnson's wife, Colleen, is also a balloon pilot and is this year's official balloonmeister in charge of the logistics of setting off 34 balloons from a field. When Mike lands our balloon, we find ourselves in a family's front yard. Rather than bringing out their pitchforks, which is why balloon pilots bring bottles of champagne to calm angry folks, they bring us juice and coffee cake. The kids who were there are interested in what they see. Mike gives them a quick tour.
That would be scary to look down.
Ascending and descending. And then we put hot air into it to go high.
Isn't
that's
scary?
What makes us go up. It's the hot air.
Is that scary when you have waves going above your head?
It's warm.
It's warm, yeah. No problem on winter days.
Right.
Soon Mike's crew shows up to pack up the balloon. We make sure that it doesn't get caught in any trees. He says it's a huge concern when you're landing. Even tiny rips on any part of the balloon can be catastrophic. The balloon's rolled up and put in a bag. The engine's taken off the basket we floated in. Everything is loaded up in a trailer, and then it's off to the next flight. Off to the next event. Or maybe above Pike's Peak, where Mike and Colleen brought tanks of oxygen as they floated at 18,000 feet. It's just another day up and away. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.